Thank you very much, Dave. That's a great honor for me to be with you once again. And I remember last time when I were here together with my wife. And I ask you to have mercy on me concerning my baby English. So before I came into this auditorium, Dave gave me a card, and it is written, "We pray for you," and all the signatures of the pastoral team here. And I said, that's right, that they pray for me, and gave me this card for my trying to preach in English. Have you patience with me? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's a privilege to be with you here, not only because of the church, but because of this man, Pastor Dave Harvey. In the meantime, he is a friend of our church in Hamburg. And we became friends by the grace of God. And he taught together with other pastors from the Sovereign Grace in our church. And it is such a blessing, the church grow inwardly and outwardly. And I bring you warm greetings from our church in Hamburg, Germany. Today they pray for me and I pray for them. And thank you very much that you have given us your pastor to teach us and to train us and to help us in the teachings of the grace of God. In former times, Dave mentioned it already, I had the ministry of an evangelist all over Europe, and there were in my teaching was a mixture, a little grace and a little work of my own. And this mixture was not the right gospel. Today I have learned all is grace without works. Is that right? Yeah, praise God. And so I told you last time of my second conversion when I discovered by the grace of God, the free grace of God, the sovereign grace of God in my own life. And it changed my life personally, the life of my family and the life of our church and the whole ministry. And now I would like to share a word of God from Ephesians 5, verse 20. There is written, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to thank the Lord in all circumstances. And it's a pleasure and it's a blessing if we do it. When I preached recently in a conference in Bavaria, close to Austria, about this text, that we shall be thankful all the time, and I gave some instances in which way we can be thankful and grateful to God. A little girl came to me after my sermon, and she said to me, Pastor, let me tell you in which we can be grateful to the Lord too. You forgot some very important point. And then I was eager to listen. And she said to me, two brothers in the Lord walked together. And one of them said, oh, we have to be thankful all the time. All the time, all the time, in all circumstances. And suddenly, a bird flew over the head of this thankful brother and dropped some soft material above this, the head of the thankful brother. And the other said, "Oh, my dear fellow, what have you to thank now, the Lord?" And the thankful brother says, "Yes, now I have to thank the Lord that the cows have no wings to fly." I thought that's what next time when I preach this sermon, I will don't forget your instance in which cases we can be very grateful and thankful to the Lord. So I don't want to miss this in this morning. Praise God. Yeah, we can thank the Lord for the oxygen to breathe, for the sun, for our life. Nobody has given his life to himself. We can be thankful that we are a human being, a person, and not a thought, not an animal, but we can be thankful that we live in human beings. We also often forgot what a miracle our organism is. The eyes, the ears, the heart, the stomach, the nervous system, the human brain. And so Martin Luther once said, listen, if God had been a little more reserved and not quite as generous in sharing his gifts, we would have been more grateful. If he had allowed us to be born with only one leg first, and when we turned 7, he had given us the second leg, and waited until we were 14 to give us the first hand, and when we turned 20, the second one, then we would have more easily recognized God's blessings and gifts. We would have appreciated them more. We would have been more thankful to God. But God pours out his gifts upon us, piles them all up. And he is right. Luther is right. The Lord is right. And he is great and gracious. And let us join in with the psalmist saying, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Our work, our success, our marriage, all what we have, our biblical faith, is a gift of the Lord. Nobody has made a Christian out of himself. That we are Christians is not because we have been so clever that we made a decision for the Lord, but the decision came from the Lord, and he is the author of our faith. And this is great. Not everyone believes in the Lord. In Ephesians 2 verse 8 it is written, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of the God. His mercy upon my life." And God may give me personally the grace to live a thankful life, that I'm filled with a spirit of gratitude during the whole life, from morning to evening, day and night. God is so gracious and so good to us. Now the Bible says what we have read, giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Always. And I mentioned it, it's a spirit of thankfulness. It's not only now to say thank God when we pray. It's a behavior, it's an attitude. What penetrates our whole life and thinking. A satisfied person is a joy for others. A thankful spirit is a great blessing for others, not for ourselves alone. In Ephesians 5, 19 to 20, it says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music. And now give attention in your heart to the Lord. This means not only to sing loudly with our voices and our tongues, but to sing and to worship in our hearts. If we stop singing in the morning, our worshiping is going on in our heart. And the same he is mentioned concerning our thankfulness, always giving thanks. You are not thankful if you speak thankful words and you shake hands to another person and you say, thank you. Or you pray to the Lord and you say, thank God. And if you finish your prayer, your thank is not over. But you are going ahead continually to thank the Lord, to be grateful to the Lord all your life, day and night. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's a style, a lifestyle God has given to us. Like worshiping, the same is with thankfulness. And this thankfulness endures all times in our life. And God may give us grace to be thankful without ceasing. This spirit of thankfulness is very, very important. Giving thanks is easy when we are doing well. The windmills have no problems turning when the wind is blowing. Everyone can praise the Lord if there's enough money in the bank and God's blessings are outwardly visible. To praise God in difficult times, that's something completely different. To thank Him in the midst of a storm, to praise Him also in distress and sorrow, that's something else. Thankfulness all the time means that we are basically filled with thanks regardless of the circumstances. And that is the message the Lord has for me and for you today. This is the word from God, from His Bible, and by His Spirit in this very moment. I don't know your situation. The Lord knows. But He carries for you that you learn this in your personal life. An older pastor had to clean his glasses while standing behind the pulpit, similar to me. I need these glasses. And this man cleaned his glasses for a while, and it was a youth meeting, and they started to laugh to this old man when he cleaned his glasses. And then he said to the young people, be thankful if you don't need glasses. But if you need glasses, then be thankful that you can get one. Is it right? If you don't need a hospital and it's well with your health, be thankful that you are not need to stay in a hospital. But if you get sick, be thankful that there is a hospital. Is it right? Yeah, yeah. Yes. Oh, I don't know that you understand German language. Yeah, yeah. That's great. I don't know if you have you heard about Matthew Henry. Robbers attacked him and they stole his wallet. Afterwards, he wrote in his journal, "I want to be thankful, first of all, that I have never been robbed before." Is it good? Yeah, yeah. So if someone breaks into your house, then thank God that it has never happened before. Yeah. In my home, they have broken maybe 4 times in very, very few years. And it is very, very difficult to say, thank the Lord that never before they have broken in my home. But Matthew Henry, he find a second reason to thank the Lord for this robbery. They only took my money, but not my life. And third, I want to be thankful there wasn't much in my wallet. It could be have more. Oh, that's a good reason to thank the Lord. Maybe you complained just some minutes before that you have so less in your pocket. Is it right? Yeah. So I will be thankful that I have so much money. You see. Yeah. And now the fourth reason of all, I thank God that I was robbed, and that I was robbed and that I didn't rob someone. Yeah, you can find reasons. Now think about when you experience some negative things, I tell you, you also have at least 4 reasons, if not more, in every situation of our life. If you consider, there are reasons to be thankful. And I ask you to think about this during this morning. So in my personal life, I could experience oftentimes this truth of the Word of God. You have heard about our church TV ministry. Dave mentioned it. When we started, it was in the 80s. The Iron Curtain was still dividing whole Europe. And we started a TV ministry in Germany, in West Germany, and we tried and tried and tried. In our heart, it was such a burden and a passion to bring the gospel to our own nation. You know, the spiritual situation in Germany is very, very bad. Atheism and liberalism is ruling the society. And it was our prayer, and suddenly a door opened that we could broadcast our TV programs. And we took money and money And by the grace of God, we could send some programs. And then suddenly the government said, no, you have no the right to send the gospel via TV. You can use your church magazine, you can rent halls and preach, but it's not allowed to bring the gospel via the mass medias. And we invested money from the believers in our church and friends of the church. Poor people gave their money, all what they had, to reach our country with the gospel. And we started, and just we have started, the government said no. And all was in vain. It seemed so. And then I got the impression by reading the Bible, Wolfgang, you have dozens of programs in your office. You cannot send it over Germany. But I challenge you to go with these programs to Eastern Europe, into Russia and the whole Soviet Union. Like Paul, get the answer. Come over and help us. And he changed his way. And it was in the end of the 80s. And then we could bring our programs to the Soviet Union. I will never forget. First, I was so disappeared and so discouraged. And I thought, oh Lord, we did all what we could do. And there's no chance for our own country. And there was no thankfulness in my heart. But listen to me. After we could send over the whole Soviet Union our programs, it was to the time of Gorbachev, in the time of Glasnost and Perestroika. You remember these expressions, yes? And it was a miracle for us. And one day I got a call during a crusade in the city of Moscow. And from the TV station, the biggest TV station in Moscow, they asked me to come and to have a part in the well-known program. It's called Good Evening Moscow. And this program, Good Evening Moscow, was spread out over the whole Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union. And they brought me and my interpreter and some friends of my team into a huge building. It's called Ostankinov. Beside this station is standing this high television tower. And I don't know in which floor it was. Secret services, policemen, KGB persons, they have been around me and they guided me there and then 11 floors up, and they went with me the floor to the other side, 4 floors down. Then I had to go this way, the next 2 floors down, and then there was another floor, 10 floors up. We got confused. We didn't know where we have been. But this was a system. And then, listen to me. We came into, let me say, the sanctum of the communist media. It was the studio of Khrushchev and Brezhnev. And they explained me where Khrushchev and Brezhnev had sat. They gave us the microphone. These well-known communist leader had used. And I said to my interpreter, where we are here? We are in the midst of the hell, in the midst of the lie. We couldn't imagine what had happened to us. And then the people said to me, Pastor from Germany, we gave you in our program 10 minutes to preach what you want. Wow! I said to my interpreter, don't wait for every sentence which I finish. We have 10 minutes. We must use it. Can you imagine that? Oh, it was a mixture of fear and joy in my heart. And Johann said to me, yes, Wolfgang, every time I know what you are going to preach. So and then I say, when I start to preach, you again. And then, good evening, Moscow. Good evening, people of Russia. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the King of kings and Redeemer of all who believe in Jesus Christ. And I preach. You should have been with me. It was the first time that a pastor from Germany, the former enemy of the Second World War, there was hate in the whole nation against the nation of Germany. And then they give the permission, they gave the invitation to a pastor from Hamburg to teach and to talk and to preach open and freely the gospel out of the studio of Khrushchev and of Brezhnev. It was a miracle to millions upon millions in Russia. Praise God for that. And next day, the newspapers in Moscow and all over the country, they reported about the German guy who preached the gospel first time via the state's TV in Russia. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want to forget the reason why I am telling it to you. You remember, I was so discouraged. And I thought there is no reason to thank the Lord that the German government gave us not the permission to spread our TV program. And by this, we got the thought to bring these programs to Russia. And then, what a fruit, what a blessing. And we prayed and we thanked the Lord. Your guidance, oftentimes, is very secret. And we don't understand what God has in mind. His thoughts are over our thoughts. And so I thank the Lord that He is in rulership. And there is always a reason to thank the Lord. Isn't that true? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I would like to invite you, where you are sitting now, to give thanks to the Lord in your life and in your present situation and circumstances. The Lord has a way. The Lord has a reason. Maybe you don't know what it is. Maybe I will finish and I tell you one of the testimony we had made when we sent the programs in the Russian language. In the area of Siberia, there's only one instance. There had been a widow with 10 children. The little one in this age and the other in this. And they never heard about the Bible, about the gospel. And we spread the programs I mentioned over the whole Soviet Union, from Vladivostok to the eastern border of Poland, from the Black Sea to the north of Archangelsk. That was such an impressive thing. And in the area of Siberia, this mother with her 10 kids, they had a TV, an old one. She wrote it in a letter and she mentioned we had an old TV and it's not good thing, it's broken a little bit. And I read, we are so thankful and we have come to Christ with all our family. And then she wrote in this letter, we can see the picture, but there is no tone, no sound, like a silent movie. Can you imagine a TV pastor preaching without a sound? And I thought, what do this woman write to me? It's such a blessing and we got saved and now we love the Lord and never before we have heard from the gospel, but your TV ministry, your preaching was a blessing to us. And then she mentioned, there is no sound. What means that? I got confused. And then I continued to read the letter. And then they explained it. In my preaching, I tried to cite many, many scripture passages. And when I quote a scripture passage, then my face disappeared from the screen and full screen, the Bible word is written and you can read in Russian language in this case, you see. And then they got nothing other than the written word on the screen. And she wrote to me, we sat together with my kids, waiting for the next text. Wow! And then the next text disappeared, and I said something without sound, and they are sitting and waiting for the next Bible verse. And so they did. Week by week, month by one, month, since 2 or 3 years. And by, they got the idea of the gospel. And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit brought them to Christ. Isn't it this wonderful? Tears came over my cheeks. It was so overwhelming. And what I have learned about this lesson is, it's not important what I have to say, but But it is important what the Bible has to say. Praise the Lord. And by this, I said to my brothers and to my wife, I don't want to preach my own stuff. I would like to cling and to hang to the Bible. Give the Word of God to the viewers or to the audience, to the people. The power is not in human words. The power is in God's words. Hallelujah. And so we can be thankful every time, all the time in our life. And by the grace of God, I ask you to put this message, this baby English message, into your heart. Thank you very much for your mercy on me. Could you follow what I have said in the morning? Thank you very, very much. That helps me. So that we can glorify the Lord. Let's stand together and give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. I thank you, dear Lord Jesus Christ, that you are the most thankful person in the world. You have lived in obedience to the Father, and you have suffered many, many bitter, bitter things in your life for us. And there's no complaint in your life, but there is a spirit of thankfulness and gratitude. And we would like to follow you, Jesus. We would like to give thanks to God and to give Him glory all our life. And we would like to thank you for sunshine and for all the good things we feel they are good. But we will not cease to give thanks to you if there is bitter times in our life. And if your guidance is another way, but we thank you, Jesus, you are right every time and forever. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. God, I pray that you would forgive us for being unthankful. Lord, I just think of how easy it is for me to complain and to be ungrateful, and I pray that you would forgive me. God, I pray that you would forgive us for grumbling, for being ungrateful. Lord, I pray that by your Spirit, you would help us to see the millions of reasons we should be thankful. God, I pray that by your grace, you would enable us to put off complaining and that our hearts would be filled with gratitude. Lord, I pray, even in the difficult situations, the trials, the things that seem confusing, that don't make sense or don't add up, God, I pray that you would help us to see the many reasons that we should still be thankful. And I pray that it would not just be a thankfulness that we kind of paste on, but it would be a true gratefulness in our hearts that would be sincere and would flow out of what you've done for us and who we are in you, our identity, our position, our standing, grace that has come to us. God, help us to be thankful people. Do that in our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, folks, we do have so much to be thankful for. God has done so much in our lives, and our prayers that we'd be able to apply this wonderful message and to be thankful. You know, one of the things that I was so moved by in this message is as Wolfgang was able to step back and see the power of God, God's wisdom in doing things that they wouldn't have chosen for his own glory and for his purposes, for the sending forth of the gospel, and particularly the power of the Word of God as that family just read scriptures. You know, one of the things that we have been seeing lately is the power of God in our church, particularly in the area of healing. We have had a number of healings. And the Bible says that God is a powerful God. He's a God that heals. And we have been seeing that. And we thought it would encourage you before we pray for healing, which we're going to do after this service, to hear the testimony of a girl that has recently been healed. So if you want to take your seat, we're just going to close with this testimony. I want to bring Rachel Fink up, if we can welcome her as she comes to share with us.
Good morning. Isn't God good? I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to come up here and just share a glimpse of the wonderful kindness of the Lord. I have struggled with a condition called fibromyalgia for about 15 years. My mother was first diagnosed back in 1992 when she became so sick that she was no longer able to walk on her own. It was horrible to watch my mom suffer the way she did. I remember my father waking us up in the middle of the night to take my mom to the hospital many times. Once she was finally diagnosed, they tested my grandmother, my sister, and myself. Both my grandmother and I were positively identified. Thankfully, my sister was not. So thus, at the age of 9, I began the long process of learning how to live with fibromyalgia. The symptoms and effects of fibromyalgia can vary from person to person. However, generally speaking, the effects, the symptoms are widespread muscular skeletal pain, severe fatigue, and disturbed sleep. In layman's terms, every muscle in your body is in pain. You feel devoid of energy as if someone has unplugged your power supply, and you have difficulty concentrating. We call it a brain fog. And you wake up every morning feeling like you've been hit by a Mack truck. For me, I was usually in a state of dull pain in my muscles constantly, and my brain just ran at a mile a minute in a million different directions, making it very difficult to focus and remember. Even so, I never asked for prayer. I always told myself that there were other people who needed healing more than I did, as if God had only had a limited supply of healing reserved for major medical issues. This attitude revealed my unwillingness to believe and trust in him. A few weeks ago, almost by accident, I attended an encounter meeting. I was serving on Alpha Kids, and the encounter meeting was on the same night. I was disappointed because I wanted to go. That night at Alpha, we had 5 kids and 7 helpers. So I was able to slip upstairs about halfway through the meeting. I had no idea that the topic was healing. After Jim's message, they prayed for people to receive the gift of healing, and after that, they asked if anyone would like to receive healing. The whole time I was there, I kept thinking about other people who I wanted to pray for to receive healing, never once thinking about myself. But for some reason, when Jim asked, I raised my hand. As people were praying for me, I couldn't honestly say I felt any different. It was not until I got home that I realized something had changed. My mind felt completely at peace. I was able to concentrate and focus on one thought at a time. I couldn't believe what I was feeling. I was so excited. I began jumping around and thanking God. For the first time in I don't know how long, I woke up with energy and clarity the next morning. For the next few days, I tried everything I knew of to trigger an episode, but thankfully nothing worked. All of my pain was completely gone. Every telltale sign of fibromyalgia was completely gone.
Thank you.
even now, I'm still in awe of how God pursued me and used the wonderful members of this local church to accomplish the work of His Spirit. Nothing can convey the joy and thankfulness that I feel every day now, having seen and experienced firsthand the amazing work of the Father through His Spirit. What a wonderful God we serve. Thank you.